I'm Lisa Tornight with MarketWatch. How will the recently battered dollar fare in 2008? And joining me today is Andrew Wilkinson, Senior Market Analyst with Interactive Brokers.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.
Thank you for being here. With the U.S. Federal Reserve poised to cut interest rates further, how far do you think the dollar is going to fall?
I don't think the dollar's got that much further to fall, if at all. There are so many interest rate cuts already priced into the euro-dollar strip that I find it difficult to see that investors can't already discount the prospect of a better economy later on this year for the United States, and that would help out global growth.
To what extent do you think the dollar's fall so far reflects a lack of confidence in the U.S. economy?
There are other fundamental reasons, such as the wide trade and budget deficits that have helped drive down the value of the dollar over the last 5 or 6 years. And with the strong motor of growth that the U.S. economy provided, in particularly over the last couple of years, the two things don't really mesh. So I'm not convinced that this is a lack of confidence based upon the decline in the housing market or the explosion of the housing market. So I think that looking forward, the dollar's prospects are a little brighter.
And do you think the weaker dollar is one of the reasons that U.S. sovereign wealth funds have been buying stakes in U.S. financial firms so far?
Certainly, I think the value of the outright value of the dollar makes those investments appealing. But I think that having fallen by more than 30%, a lot of these banking stocks look extremely appealing, particularly to overseas investors. So this is a double whammy for them. I think this is a great long-term investing relationship for those sovereign wealth funds. And it's curious, particularly at a time when the retail investor and probably a lot of institutional investors on this side of the Atlantic are throwing in the towel, and we're seeing some capitulation in the stock markets.
At what point this year do you think the dollar is going to solidly turn around?
I think January 2008 is going to be a point of turnaround, probably for both the stock market and for the dollar. I think it's curious to see that the value of the euro hasn't made a fresh high for this move, given the absolute plummet in the value of the stock indices. So if it's not going to happen now, it certainly doesn't feel like it's going to happen later this year.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lisa.
Andrew Wilkinson from Interactive Brokers.